This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts that conspirators behind Delhi car blast will not be spared. Over 82% turnout recorded in Dumpa Assembly by-election in Mizoram. Commonwealth Parliamentary Association conference concludes at Nagaland Assembly. Mizoram honored with special award for outstanding performance in traffic management. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad Sangma inaugurates newly constructed classrooms at Reed Boys Synod College. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the conspirators behind the Delhi car blast will not be spared and the probe agencies investigating it will get to the bottom of the case and bring those responsible for it to justice. Addressing an event marking the 70th birth anniversary of Bhutan's former king Jigme Singh Nye Wangchuk, Prime Minister Modi said he came to Thimphu with a heavy heart in view of the incident in Delhi. The King of Bhutan, Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk, also led a prayer meeting with thousands of Bhutanese for the victims of the Delhi blast. More than 82% turnout was recorded in the by-election to Dumpa Assembly seat in northwestern Mizoram's Mamith district yesterday. Mizoram Chief Electoral Officer Lal Rozama said that the voting percentage could increase as polling continued after 4 p.m. in two polling stations for voters who entered the centers before the deadline. Rural Puilim polling station, which has 327 voters, recorded the highest turnout at 89.30%, followed by Chipui with 196 voters at 89.29%. Polling, which began at 7 a.m. across 41 polling stations, including three critical ones, was peaceful, the official said. A total of 20,888 voters were eligible to exercise their franchise in the by-poll. Counting of votes will be taken up on 14th November. The two-day 22nd Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region Zone 3 conference concluded at Nagaland Assembly in Kohima last evening. The conference, held under the theme Policy, Progress and People, Legislatures as Catalysts of Change, focused on discussions around role of legislatures in achieving Viksit Bharat 2047 and climate change. In the light of recent cloudbursts and landslides in the northeastern region, delivering his closing remarks, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha, Harivansh, said that during the two sessions, participants witnessed the true spirit of parliamentary democracy, vibrant debates, thoughtful exchanges, and a shared commitment to the people they serve. The Deputy Chairman expressed confidence that within the Northeast, each state is striving to address its unique governance challenges. Presiding officers from across the Northeast reaffirmed their commitment to parliamentary democracy, inclusive development and regional cooperation. Mizoram was honored with a special award for its outstanding performance in traffic management during the 18th Urban Mobility India Conference held recently at Haryana's Gurugram. The prestigious award was handed over to Mizoram Urban Development and Poverty Elevation Secretary Lal Amol Soma Pachau by Union Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal and Minister of State for Housing and Urban Affairs Tokan Sahu. In a proud moment for Tripura, Sipahi Jala has been adjudged the best district in the 6th National Water Awards 2024 in the Northeast Zone, instituted by the Department of Water Resources, River Development and Ganga Rejuvenation under the Ministry of Jal Shakti. The National Water Awards aims to recognize and encourage outstanding efforts in water conservation and management across 10 categories. Advisor for the Nagaland Department of Information and Public Relations and Soil and Water Conservation, Imkong El Imchen, passed away at Apollo Hospital in Guwahati yesterday due to heart complications. He was 75. A seasoned leader, Mr. Imkong was actively involved in a number of civil organizations. He was first elected to the 10th Nagaland Legislative Assembly in 2003 and successfully re-elected in all subsequent terms, holding various portfolios. A state funeral is scheduled in Kohima today, followed by traditional rites at Mang Metong. Nagaland Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla hailed late Imchen's lifelong service to society as a student leader, public leader, cabinet minister, and advisor to the government of Nagaland. Chief Minister Nipurio described late Im Kong L. Inchen as a visionary leader with a rare ability to connect with people from all walks of life. Deputy Chief Ministers Y. Patton and T. R. Zeliang, along with several others, also paid their tributes to the late leader. Nagaland observed Remembrance Day yesterday, paying tributes to those who laid down their lives during the Battle of Kohima, one of the most decisive battles of the Second World War. The commemorative function was organized by the Nagaland government in collaboration with the Commonwealth War Graves Commission. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Nagaland Chief Minister Nipurio led the solemn ceremony at the Kohima War Cemetery, where they paid homage to the war heroes by laying wreaths. Speaker Birla said the valor and supreme sacrifice of the soldiers who fought to defend the nation would continue to inspire generations. Chief Minister Rio said that while Nagaland's history was once shaped by war, it must now become a voice for peace, unity and universal brotherhood. Mr. Rio reaffirmed the state's commitment that Kohima will continue to stand as a beacon of hope and an advocate for humanity. The Meghalaya Bharat Scouts and Guides celebrated its 75th Foundation Day with great enthusiasm at the four lawns of the Raj Bhavan in Shillong yesterday in the presence of Governor Chandrasekhar H. Vijayashankar. The governor presented the Rajya Puraskar certificates to 305 scouts and guides and handed over the President's Award to Markinti Walang and Purnima Thapa of the 2017 batch. Governor Vijayashankar congratulated the awardees and urged them to lead with courage, discipline and strong moral values. He also encouraged scouts and guides to raise awareness about forest conservation and take active steps to prevent deforestation in their communities. While Chief Minister Conrad Sangma inaugurated newly constructed classrooms at Reboy Synod College, Umsait Sning yesterday. The new classes were built under the Chief Minister's Special Development Fund at a cost of over 26 lakh rupees. The college, established in 2017, has become a key centre of learning in Reboy district. The Chief Minister Sangma lauded the institution's role in empowering youth and reaffirmed the government's commitment to enhancing education. He assured support for an auditorium and musical instruments. The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, has released the results of a network performance test conducted across Shillong City and East Khasi Hills District from 1st to 5th of September 2025. Covering major locations like Police Bazaar, Umiam Lake and Chirabanji, the study assessed mobile connectivity provided by all major operators. Reliance Jio emerged as the best performer in both voice and data services, offering the fastest speed and most reliable connections. Airtel followed, while Vodafone, Idea and BSNL lagged behind. Jio's 5G network recorded peak download speeds of over 200 megabytes at key hotspots, highlighting its strong coverage and user experience in Meghalaya. A Unity March Padyatra commemorating the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel was held in Juai in Jhentia Hills of Meghalaya yesterday. The march began at Kyang Nangba Government College and concluded at Chutwaku Ground. Organized under the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, the event featured cultural programs and a pledge led by SDO Sadar, Ms. Vevo Tulu Kezo, who highlighted Sardar Patel's role in unifying 562 princely states post-independence. She urged participants to uphold the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat, emphasizing unity in diversity. And before we end, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts that conspirators behind Delhi car blast will not be spared. Over 82% turnout recorded in Dampa Assembly by election in Mizoram. Commonwealth Parliamentary Association Conference concludes at Nagaland Assembly. Mizoram honoured with special award for outstanding performance in traffic management. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad Sangma inaugurates newly constructed classrooms at Reboy Synod College. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.